Welcome to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weamy, a peak performance coach and business strategist dedicated to helping you see what's possible within you, the blind spots that are holding you back, and the solutions to ensure success and fulfillment without the hustle. I use my secret sauce of metaphysics, brain science, and scripture to work with God to manifest your ideal life and business. If you're ready to create massive forward momentum in your business and bust through the blocks that drag you down, join me on the Spiral Up journey and create the clarity, confidence, and consistency to become the CEO that lives your life by design. It's time to create the sustainable impact, income, and time freedom you desire faster. Now is the time to spiral up. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Spiral Up Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lachelle Weamy. It is so much fun to introduce you guys to one of my friends, a fellow coach, one of my coaches, one of my mentors, one of my colleagues. Like, Joni, there's all kinds of things that you are to me. And I'm just so grateful and so honored that you're here to join me for the Spiral Up Podcast for this. And you guys, I just want to introduce you to Dr. Joni Francisco. She is the founder, the CEO of Flow with Dr. Joni. And there are so many things, girlfriend, that you do. But I wanted to ask you on to the show today because I wanted to highlight a very unique, special gifting that you have and the reason really why I wanted you to be a part of my Spiral Up program. So Joni, you're one of my experts and I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're part of the community and I just, first of all, welcome. So glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Lachelle. I'm glad to hear. I feel like whenever I get to be in your presence, your smile always just like can't help but make a person feel super smiley. So,
well, thank you. I know. And those of you guys who are listening to this episode, instead of watching on YouTube and Facebook, I am wearing bright pink lipstick to, you know, get myself all geared up for Costa Rica. And so as this is being aired, I would have just gotten back, but we're recording this ahead of time. And I am so excited. So bright pink smile right now as I'm talking to Dr. Joni. So girl, you know, one of the things that's really fun about really thinking back on the way we met, we were both part of a group coaching program. And I remember there was a day, I don't recall all the details, but I'm going to see that I was maybe probably overwhelmed. That's probably the most likely scenario, right? And I remember you reaching out to me, you're like, hey girl, like I'd be happy to talk to you a little bit about what's going on. And as a friend, like you're like, hey, let's meet over Zoom because you're in, you know, Idaho and I'm in Minnesota. So you're like, hey, let's get on the call. And it was amazing because during this brief encounter with you, barely knew you, you were able to unlock within me a subconscious block that I had been holding on for a really long time. And it was showing up in the way that I was doing business and the way that I was living life. And you were able to pinpoint it so quickly and help me to release it that I was just like, oh my gosh, when I built Spiral Up, I'm like, I need you on my expert team. I want my clients to be able to come to you and release some subconscious blocks that they might have because it's a gifting that you have. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do?
Yeah, it certainly is a gift. I take it as that every single day that it's like, I feel so blessed that I get to do what I do for people. Yeah. I traditionally started out as a physical therapist and I've worked through a lot of different things through that, becoming nutritional therapy practitioner and then myofascial release, and brought me to that energy world that I didn't even really know existed.
Yeah.
And then really brought in or attuned me even at that point with the ability to be intuitive. Like mm-hmm. if I was before, I didn't know it. And after mm-hmm. that point, it was clearly different. That led me down a lot of months of like, am I a little bit like, do I have a pineal gland? Do I like, what's happening? How am I seeing all this stuff? And, but also then Reiki found me, and Reiki really was the catalyst for unblocking so much for myself mm-hmm. and in both my personal life and professionally. But, it also just led me down this idea that there's so much more than us, right? It really brought mm-hmm. me back full spiritually. So then I can tap into that kind of essence of other people now too. And then alongside of that idea of like our subconscious is almost more of a spiritual organ than a mind organ, you know? So
100%.
We really hold that in our body and in our mind, and things that have happened in the past come then manifest later. absolutely. In different ways.
Yeah, it's so crazy. And there's so many things that I want to unpack from that. First of all, I'm just going to say that it was really cool to collaborate with somebody like myself, right? Like I had this successful career in medicine, you did too. And then you just discovered that there were other gifts that you had that you were curious about and wanted to continue to go down that breadcrumb trail. And now here you are helping so many people in so many different ways. And I think that, first of all, I want to just give you guys all the permission to just be curious about things that you are intrigued about, gifts that you might have, things that interest you. I mean, when it comes to quantum physics and universal laws, like I could geek out on that all day long. Like that's what I listen to, or that's what I read when I have downtime, right? Like I'm such a nerd, but it's a clue because it tells me like I would do this when I could do anything else. And that is something that I think has happened to you as well, is that you kind of went down this rabbit trail of discovering all of these things. And for me to discover a friend that also loves quantum physics, also loves universal laws, also loves the Lord, also loves all thing mind, brain science, it's like, oh my gosh, we were meant to know each other, right? So shout out to Debbie for introducing us, for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to say too that what people don't realize is that when we are on business, you know, on our business journey, it's really important for us to recognize the fact that as we are spiraling up, as we're going to the next level of our business, the next level of ourselves, it is completely normal for us to bump up against old, I call them like spiritual bruises, right? Like things that we've had to overcome in the past. So we're like, whoa, 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 where did that show up again, right? Where did that imposter syndrome come from? I thought I had gotten over that. Where did that fear pop in? I thought I had overcome that. And so as we're spiraling up, as we're transforming ourselves into the next version of ourselves, it's completely normal to have encounters with things that have basically been things that we've had to deal with our whole lives. And they, especially if we're not equipped and not like really tuning into to them and how we want to overcome or pivot around them, I guess, it's easy for us to spiral down. And that's the whole point of spiral up, is that I want people to stay in massive forward momentum in their business. And sometimes what happens is we are knowing what we are supposed to do. Like, I know I should do this, this, and this, but for some reason, I just can't get myself to do it, or I just can't get myself to do it consistently. And when that happens, oftentimes there, in my experience, there's a subconscious block that has been holding us back so that our logic isn't quite overcoming it. It's either an energetic block or a subconscious block that we have to be able to look at and use it as a stepping stool to the next level that we're supposed to go to. So I want to let you kind of have the floor here and talk to us about those bruises, those spiritual bruises, those subconscious blocks, the things that we might have, you know, harboring unresolved emotions in our body and how that might be impacting our massive forward momentum.
Yeah. I do think you just covered it pretty well, but I will go in with a couple things that I really pulled too, is that piece of curiosity, right? I feel like that is the most important thing that we can do when we're on a healing journey or a business journey. I heard this quote before, and it was like, is your needing to be right more important than you like moving forward, right? And our brain tries to do that. And that's a lens that it looks for. And most of the time, we're working from lenses from where like 6 to 9. So like things that happen to us as a kid, when we don't have the experience, or even the logic center of our brain isn't even developed yet to actually even know what it really meant, but we just take how it made us feel and what we wanted, and that meant, you know, something in contrast to that, and then we look for the through the world like that until we see a place that we can change it, right? And really that's poking a hole in our subconscious belief, almost like telling ourselves a better lie, because we've made it all up in our head as a kid.
100%. I mean, that's so true. It's like we have these memories that oftentimes are buried, and they form beliefs. And you've helped me through this. I mean, it was crazy, you guys. Like when Joni and I first did our first session together, God, I think I went down to a memory that I had when I was like 3 years old. as being a bother to my mom because she was overwhelmed with, you know, having three kids under the age of five or, you know, whatever. And it was just a lot for her. And it was showing up in my inability to ask for help from people. It was in my inability to want to bother people and disappoint them in a sense of like, I'm not going to be able to give you this project by today because it's not going to be as good as I want it to be. And it was like all this stuff rooted back to this feeling of me feeling like a bother, me feeling like I had to be a certain thing to my mom or to my parents to be able to be loved and accepted. And it was showing up in the way that I was showing up in my business. And it's like, oh my gosh. So now if I'm not asking for help, if I'm not saying to somebody like, hey, I would like to have a little bit more time to get this done, it's just going to manifest itself into this giant tornado of overwhelm. And that's going to suck me down to lower vibrational energy and away from my dream life, right? And so if we don't start to acknowledge that, it can completely allow us to spiral down. And that was so cool when you helped me to do that, because I was able to look at that memory. And what's like you just said, it's like when that happens, we don't have the context from our frontal lobe of being, you know, an older version of ourselves to say that's not accurate, that's not truth. We just can take that emotion and we build a belief around it without any context, without any logic around it. And then we become essentially habitually looking for evidence in the outside world to prove that that's right.
And that's really, you know, the subconscious job, you know, is like keeping you safe. And I say same, people say sane sometimes, but same with an M, because like not being change is dangerous, right? And and not being like other people or within the tribe or those things are really come up as danger to us. And so when we're processing through that, we have to get back into that parasympathetic state, right? We've got to call back in that calmness, call back in that safety, call back in all of that so that we can actually process it and not feel like we're in danger to move forward. And I feel like that's really where my Reiki gets the groove on there, because I feel like within minutes I can transfer people to that state where they can actually heal from.
Absolutely. And that's just it. It's like you've taken me through these experiences where I have literally been able to release. I mean, it's, you guys, this is going to sound crazy, but Joni and I like giggle at the end about all of our sessions, because I'm like, I'll cough because coughing, it like literally feels like when I'm doing this, that I just need to cough out these like blocked emotions that will sometimes start in my belly and then they'll come up and they'll kind of sit in my throat and then I'll cough and like I'll just feel like 100 pounds lighter. Tell us a little bit about that energy, those blocks of balls of energy. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So the feelings that we hold on to, I mean, in one way, they become bigger and bigger as we hold on to them, right? And not release them. Other times we're holding them because it hasn't been safe to release them yet. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of along the same lines. But in an experience or a trauma or a situation where we felt unsafe, safety is our number one priority. So we shove that down and we hold on to it. Versus like if you were just to feel the emotions, right? Like 60 to 90 seconds. And so if you can sit with yourself or give yourself permission to do it a little bit later, you can allow that energy to move. And it really just is like we both subscribe to the universal laws. So it's like it really just is the law of vibration, right? And so if we can change that vibration, we can alchemize that energy and move it through our body and bring it to our forefront. And what's really cool, again, about Reiki and breathwork and NLP and emotion code and somatic experiencing and those types of modalities is that a lot of times we can just work it out of our body without having to even know what it is or validate it or anything. A lot of stuff we can just let go once we get again into that safety state and we intentionally allow and give ourselves permission and be curious and love ourselves through the process no matter what comes up.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess. Go ahead.
So basically you're saying to allow yourself. So sometimes we can shove down emotions and not process them because it hasn't been safe to do so. And when you can recognize that you're safe in this space and you can take yourself to a place where you feel that emotion and you let yourself sit there for 60 to 90 seconds and then allow it to basically move through your body and out of your body, you can release that, I call it like a wadded up ball of energy, basically. Yeah. And 85% or more of our physical symptoms have an emotional component to them. And so that's one of the things that I've learned. I'm just curious if that's, you know, the things that you also have learned as well, is that if we have some unresolved emotions that basically end up in these wadded up balls of energy, they can present themselves as physical symptoms throughout our body. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I 100% believe that our physical manifestation, whether it's pain, illness, even like recurrent ankle sprains and things like that, are something that is sending us a message. It's something that's wanting to come out. It's time. It's time to go through it. It's time to let that process. It's what your next, it's what's going to allow you to grow next, right? And I love how you're always really good at like the facts and the numbers and stuff still. And I have to say, like, I took this wild ride of faith, right? And
yeah.
And I really took it because I had to make my brain move the logic side to where, you know, I worked from very logic, science, evidence-based stuff to the woo. And I'm on the other side now. Like, I know that it's quantum physics and I know it's all energy and I know it's got to move, right? And But even now, knowing that even makes it more validated that our emotions and our experiences and our traumas stay in our body and especially in our organs, like our fascia, like the myofascia really holds on to things like that. And sometimes even in a, like an in-person therapy, people, I will be working on them and we're not even talking sometimes, you know, and then they will just start crying just from holding it up. Their fascia and as it releases, right? And sometimes experiences come up and sometimes they don't. So the proof is in the pudding, so to speak, right? Because I can, it can even release when we're not talking.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's really important that if you find yourself, you know, stuck, if you find yourself not able to find that forward momentum, or you get to a certain space, right? Like this happens to me every single time I get really close to transforming into this next bigger version of myself. I get stuck right here because this is where, like you said, the subconscious wants to keep me sane, right? S-A-M-E. And so it's going to be bumping up against those old blocks. And so if you don't allow yourself to release them, you're going to keep bumping them up, bumping up against it. And you're going to continue to stay where you're at. And then you're just going to get spiraling down into disappointment of, you know, why can't I get this done? So that's so important, you guys, that if you haven't thought about that, that you work with somebody, and I'm going to make sure that Joni is, all of her information is in the show notes because she's so amazing. You guys, like, there's a reason that I subscribe to her program. And there's a reason that I send my expert, my students to her expertise as part of my Spiral Up program, because she's fantastic. And then the other thing that you do really, really well is to help us to identify beliefs that are no longer serving us. And this is interesting because, you know, I applied for my first TED Talk finally, and it was, took me a while to decide what I wanted to talk about. And it all came to the like beautiful download that I'm going to talk about butts, but it's like the butt, the B-U-T, and it's belief underestimating truth. So what is truth? And then what is my belief around that, that is really underestimating what is truth, right? And I feel like that's a subconscious, you know, belief that is holding us back, because it's not truth, but it's what we've subscribed to that's holding us back and keeping us stuck. And so one of the things that I love is that you challenge the beliefs that I've had or my clients have about everything from money mindset to, you know, scarcity to you know, fear of success. I mean, there's so many amazing things that you do for people, and I'm so grateful for you. So give us an example of what a, maybe a false belief could be for somebody, and then how do you discover whether or not that's a belief that's holding you back?
Well, just one that comes to mind is, well, a belief. I was just thinking of a double bind. Let me think about a belief. Well, I don't know why that popped up, so I'm just going to use that one. And then if you want me to go back and do it a little different. But it's like the idea. So double bind can be a belief because your beliefs are not congruent. You can have two beliefs at the same time. And so that's when we're that could be when we're transitioning. That could be when, it could always have been there, two different things. And that could cause us a lot of stress and anxiety and overwhelm throughout our whole life. Right. And
sickness. Yeah. So Joni, can you describe what a double bind is for people who don't know what that is?
Yeah. So a double bind is really when you have two beliefs that are in contradiction to each other. You have these two thoughts and they really can be new as you're transitioning or going into something different or growth. Mm-hmm. And that could be holding you back, or they could have been something that you've been living with for a long time and causing you overwhelm and anxiety and resistance to moving forward. And I think that's a lot where people, you know, like you were talking about the spiral and you feel like you're like just cruising along, and then all of a sudden something happens and you just get halted basically. And you don't feel like getting your work done. You don't feel like any of those things. And so you might have this conflict of those beliefs. And one that really comes to mind for me, I think, is that I want everything buttoned down and calm, and I want everything to be adventurous and spontaneous, right? And when we have those two thoughts and we think of them as or, and we think of one is right and one is wrong, then that's where we get mixed in that circle that I call revolving, right? Like you can either evolve or revolve. We think it has to be one or the other, right?
And so that's the belief really, right there. It's just, like the double bind is almost an example of the belief that it has to be right or wrong, either or. Like it can't be and.
Yeah.
Yeah. So so that's basically discovering like, okay, well, this is a belief. This is my butt, right? My belief that I'm realizing that is holding me back. So then how do I, let's just say that I realize like, I have a butt, like I have a belief that's holding me back. That's not true. What do I do? How do I reframe that?
The way I do that is a little bit different for every person, because that really comes to me intuitively, like to be honest, but one of the ways you can go is to go down the journey of where you developed those beliefs, right? And so we can go down, we can identify it if that's not where you've already identified it from, right? And then work that out of the emotion that's behind it. Why is that true to you? And is it really true? Because the lens may be skewed, right? And also then just that reconcile, like bringing it into your awareness and reconciling that it's an and universe, right? Like falling back onto the laws of the universe that you can be both buttoned down and have everything in order, and you can be spontaneous and adventurous, right? It's just, how do you look at it that way? How do you change your lens so that you can see that doing ABC like this is adventurous, right? Or something like that. And then how I have clients then go forward with that is using affirmations, but I do them a little different. I have people ask questions a lot of the times, for example, like, what does it take? What would it take for me to feel both buttoned down and spontaneous and adventurous at the same time?
Yeah. And so really what you've done is you've helped to identify the block, identify that's no longer serving us. And you're basically helping us to poke a hole in the validity of it so that you can help us to discover, like, is this true? Because chances are, if it's not true and we're hanging on to a belief that's underestimating truth, then that belief is going to hold us back, right? And so basically just poking that hole in it is our recognition that, like, hey, I thought that it had to be this way or that way, but it doesn't. And so now that I poked a hole in it, now let's fill it with this new story that you want, right?
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah. And so definitely doing that, those affirmations come in as, what would it take? Or how is it possible, you know, that like, I feel like I get to live this most adventurous life and be all put together? Or I would imagine most people the all put together is going to be a lie, right? Like that in its, that belief is not very helpful programming for most people, because that's where we get that perfectionistic, and that's where we get failure to move forward or even take the next step, is because we're afraid we're going to make a mistake, right? So changing your idea of what, like, what is, how would you feel put together? And is like, is that more outcome driven than process driven? Is that, you know, where does that fit in, so that you can either just change that, like, I'm happier being spontaneous and adventurous and everything will get done, and believe that. You know, and leave the other even.
I love that. And so it's like, I get goosebumps right now, because it's like the perfect way for us to kind of bring this whole conversation to a beautiful close. It's that when we can figure out the root cause of that belief to begin with, and we recognize, like, okay, this was built on the belief that I have to earn from people that I care about, or that I'm not going to be accepted. You see how that trickles down into all of these pieces, right? So it's like, now my all or nothing, right or wrong brain that I am struggling with in this space, it can be linked back to me feeling like I was wrong or had to do this to be right, kind of thing, right? So it's getting to the root cause of it. But you also get to look at the future version of yourself, and you get to be like, what belief do I want to hold in this space?
Yeah.
What is the consistent view that I want to have? And how can I take that new belief? And so one of the things that I do find people struggle with when it comes to the universal laws and trusting that it's all going to work out. This is one thing that I see a lot, is that people want to believe that it's going to work out, but there's still these beliefs that are holding them back. Like, but my Aunt Becky believed that and that didn't work out for her, whatever the case may be. There's these little like cracks in our belief. What things would you say to somebody that finds that they have cracks in their belief and they want to believe that it's all going to work out? They want to believe that their dream partner is on their way to them. They want to believe that their business is going to expand, but.
I think there's a couple things there. I think it's back to that curiosity, right? Like, and I think that's how questions help you open up to that and to see it.
Yeah.
But then to be looking for it, look where you're supported, look where it's showing up. But also, I'm gonna guarantee that you think that your belief and that feeling that you're going to attain that belief is going to manifest an outcome through you, much different than like than that you're not, or that you're not supported, which is going to manifest as body symptoms or chronic conditions or autoimmune disorders, versus just having the belief change is going to change your physical makeup. And it will produce a different chemical reaction, and it's going to produce a different result. So it's that constant space repetition, right? It's just like, keep it going, keep visioning it, keep working. But then, and this is where people get stuck a lot too with the law of vibration, right? Like our law of attraction, which is law of vibration, is they think that's all they have to do. But the next step is taking, again, being in that space where you can listen. And then take the aligned action, not the busy action that you're wanting to take. Like really slowing down to speed up and take those aligned actions instead of the things that you think you should be doing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. There's so much in this. And, you know, Joni, you do so much for me, like everything from nutrition coaching to subconscious belief blocks to helping me get my schedule in store. Like you do so much for me as one of my coaches. And I just am so grateful that my students have access to you. That's one of the most amazing benefits of Spiral Up, is that my high level students get access to one-on-one with Joni and myself. And all of the students in Spiral Up get access to the training that she has placed inside of our library. So it's just so much fun to have all of these pieces come together and let people to completely spiral up in their lives and their businesses. It's so much fun to have you here. We will make sure that we have all of your information in the show notes. Joni, is there anything else that you wanted to leave our audience with today before we wrap up?
A gift, because we all love gifts, right? So I do have an ebook. It's called So Within, So Without, and it really goes into a lot more detail of a lot that we talked about today, and it'll give them a good resource, but it also has some practical tools at the end that they can do at home. And so I'm sure you'll have a link to that, but that's at joanifrancisco.com/unlock-flow. And, but I'm sure just find it in the show notes would be a lot easier, but
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, well, here's to finding your flow and here's to spiraling up. Bye everybody.
Awesome.
So much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Each honest review helps me spiral up so that I can serve you even better. Whether you're feeling a lack of impact, income, or time freedom, or perhaps you're just ready for massive momentum in your business, let's chat. Apply for a breakthrough call so that you can gain clarity, identify what's holding you back, and make a plan to spiral up. Head on over to iam-lifebydesign.com/breakthrough or access the link in the show notes. For immediate support, log into our community, The Better Club. We focus on inspiration, tactical guidance, and support. This is a community that wants to be better, do better, and have better in life and in business, and we're going to help you do the same. Let's spiral up, friends!